So far, you have learned all four steps of the DARE response. You've also considered how to apply the DARE response to anxiety you feel in anticipation of a specific upcoming event. You are now ready to take what you've learned and use it to face what you fear. This next step is a crucial one, and here's why. If you experience anxiety about something in the future for a long period of time, and then bail on that event, meaning that you don't participate or you don't go, this will serve as a huge reinforcement to your anxiety. It will be proof to your anxiety that the event actually is a threat. Your body will respond to that perceived threat with nervous energy and set off another cycle of anxiety. Once you bail on an event, it will be even harder to try and follow through on a similar event next time. Your anxiety will grow worse over time. The only way to break this cycle is to face what you fear. You've got what it takes. The thing you fear will most certainly go much better than you anticipate. Successfully facing your fear will give you a ton of confidence. The next time you anticipate a similar situation, you will experience less anxiety about it because you will remember how well it went the last time. I can't overemphasize how important this is. Run away from your fears and they will grow. Face your fears and they will begin to dissipate. Think once more about the future situation that is causing you anxiety. What will it take for you to follow through and face this situation? Make a real commitment right now to follow through with the event, regardless of the discomfort you feel in the lead up to it. Say, "F it, I'm going to do this." Remember, you have a new toolkit at your disposal, the DARE response. So far, the DARE response has helped you with your anxiety in anticipation of the event. However, each part of the DARE response can now be used during the actual feared event itself. One way you can prepare for the event you are anticipating is to ask yourself this question. What would happen at this event if there was a perfectly successful outcome? Close your eyes and visualize this successful outcome right now. Do a run through of how you want the event to go. Do a run through in your mind of how you want to respond both to your anxiety and to the people and the situation that you are in. So close your eyes and imagine for a moment. Where are you and what are you doing? Who do you see yourself talking to? How do you see yourself responding to any anxiety that arises? Visualize diffusing the what-if thoughts that go through your head. Visualize accepting, embracing, and running towards your anxiety. Visualize yourself doing these things successfully. And then imagine the anxiety dissipating. What optimal end result do you see happening? Do you fully enjoy time spent with your partner? Do you stay focused enough to remember all the questions that you have for the doctor? Do you feel calm while you give your presentation? Whatever the particular event is for you, imagine it going really successfully. Repeat this visualization in the days just before the event. Find a quiet and comfortable spot and close your eyes and run through the visualization once again. Each time, imagine that you go to the event and everything goes perfectly. Then, whatever you do, don't bail on the thing you feel anxious about. Go to the event. Participate in the meeting. Get to the appointment on time. Show up at the airport. Talk to the friend. deal with the conflict. Approach the situation armed with the dare response. Diffuse, allow, run towards your anxiety, and then fully engage in whatever is happening. Participate at the conference. Listen closely to what the doctor is saying. Be fully present while overseas on holidays. Most likely it will go much, much better than you anticipated. The event will be a success, and when you get home, you will be on a high for having completed it. You are growing in confidence and courage. Each time you face what you fear, you are taking one more step towards overcoming your anxiety for good.